Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth, straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden, and I'm working at...
An Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents, for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Happy Monday, everybody. Chuck Bonnievale, Chuck was spacing out. Chuck Bonnievale, Julie Hayden here.
Brought to you by Hang Up.
The Chuck and Julie Show.
Brought to you by
Mount West Wellness, Advanced Acupuncture and Chinese Medicine and Dr. Jack Schaefer, HappyTrees.co and Denver Cenogenics and Dr. Julie McCallan.
All right, there we go. All of them.
We're going to have Dave Williams coming up here.
The new grassroots chair of the Republican Party
is
with us right now. Dave, great to have you with us.
And congratulations.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here, Chuck, Julie.
Yeah.
All right. So I listened to your George Brockler interview.
Yeah.
You sound like it? No. I didn't like it, but, you know, that's me. I'm just crazy. You sound like a traditional Republican Party guy. You know, you're going to go to Advance Colorado, which I know Brockler's part of. So maybe that was Michael Fields, who's for enormous mass immigration and lots of awful things. But you also say you want to poll test the what's important with independent voters, which is not a good idea because...
Go ahead.
I could give my friend some grief. you know, poll testing your thing is what Christy Burton Brown did to find out affordability and other ones. I mean, I think if you got a poll test for what you think is important, then you're going to not get those bold colors, but you'll get pastels. But I understand you're a new position, you're a new man, and you've got to do some traditional things to make the squish side of the party happy. But I hope it's not too much squish in there.
Well, you're responding. You can respond.
Sure. Chuck, don't you worry. There's not going to be any shortage of news articles talking about how crazy right wing I am.
I got that. Look, you're not going to. And with regard to that, the one thing that needs to be done, you know, I probably shouldn't say it on the air.
But
I will anyway, because I'm crazy. There's got to be a website that conservatives can go to in Colorado that isn't Campfire Colorado, isn't Colorado Peak Politics. Our own.
If you get any money, Dave, that would be one thing. Yeah. Among the millions of things.
Well, you got to do that from behind the scenes.
Back us all up, though.
No. I didn't bury the lead. But I think, you know, and it probably has to be privately funded because the practical matter, you've got to be able to go not only after the Democrats, but you also have to go to those against the left-wing Republicans.
Well, look, just real quick. You know, when I'm talking about poll testing or when I'm talking about, you know, finding out what the marketplace wants, it doesn't mean we're going to squish out. Doesn't mean we're going to violate our principles. It means if the marketplace cares about healthcare affordability or accessibility, okay, we're going to go talk about that. We're going to demonstrate how the Democrats are making it worse and how they're crooked and they're corrupt and they're stealing taxpayer dollars not to help, you know, make sure that you can pay your hospital bills, but rather they're giving it to their buddies and the special interest groups. And, you know, we as Republicans, we're actually going to resolve the issue. We're going to solve the problem. And that's why you need to vote for us. And you should vote against these crooked bastards in power now.
And let's go back, because I want to talk, you know, Chuck, as usual, I'll bury the lead here. It was a huge grassroots victory.
So I know, but I'm already.
We have more than 20 minutes.
So
you don't know what we're talking about. So over the weekend, there was the election for the new Colorado Republican Party chair. It has been held by establishment people or people who pretended to be grassroots and then sold us out. Dave Williams, I know, is not.
He won't sell us out.
It was the battle royale. Eric Odlin was the ostensible establishment candidate. And you know, he gave a nice speech, pulled a significant percentage, but not enough to win. So it went to several ballots. And what I was, and I think everybody there, Dave, was pleased to see you clearly were the leading grassroots candidate. And what I was pleased.
Well, your speech was brilliant.
Amazing. I mean,
and Eric Odlin's lost him the election when he started to go into kind of Democrat light where love Trump's hate and we all must love. And you kind of go,
what?
All right.
Tanks are rolling over you saying love. It's like, no, the tanks are rolling over us. We can love, yes, but we have to fight
love
too.
That, love them while they're killing your kids, castrating them and mutilating them. Love them.
But anyway, what happened that I thought was great, you know, because people talk about, oh, Republicans eat their own. Well, that did not happen here. And now, Dave, I'll let you talk about that a little bit. But to me, it was great to see Tina Peters and Kevin Lundberg, the two other sort of top grassroots vote getters. You guys came together and said, OK, you know, we cannot let the establishment take control. So people, it was just good to see. I mean, actually working together. And then you did a great job talking about, you know, when you accepted or when you won, talk about how you're going to work every, you know, you need all of these people too. So talk about that a little bit.
Oh, and talk about Dick Wadhams. How you like Dick Wadhams. And I don't want to sit down with Dick to make sure that
look,
he's okay.
I do want to sit down with Dick. He, you know, he knows a thing or two. He's had success in the past, but if he's going to continue to trash, you know, anyone in the party and talk about how Democrats are just going to keep winning, then we're obviously not going to work together. He can go do whatever he's doing in his lobbyist work to help bring in more quote unquote affordable housing, meaning bringing in more
Democrat 1, 2, 3
voters. Uh-huh. Right. Yeah. I mean, that kind of stuff shouldn't be going on, and I'm happy to call Dick out on that. But if he really is serious about winning, then quit complaining. Come help me. I'm offering to sit down with you and hear you out and learn how I can be a better chair. But if you're just going to take pot shots at me, well, I guess we'll just move forward without you. But Julie, to your question on unity, you know, every one of the candidates that stepped up and wanted to run, I've already offered them, you know, formal roles within the party. I want to be serious about this. I've sent them, you know, communication saying, okay, you know, what do you want to do? What do you want to implement in this party? Please let me know, you know, how we can work together and what you envision you can, you know, bring to the table so we can all benefit. And I'm, you know, working with a few already. Some of them have gotten back to me, and we'll see what they want to do. But I'm absolutely serious about trying to bring everyone together in some, you know, unified fashion. I think the best thing we can do is start beating the snot out of Democrats. If we can start doing that, and we can start appealing to folks with our values that are in alignment with the issues they care about, we're going to win.
Right. Well, and I think it was, again, we've seen in, you know, the establishment do anything and everything they can to crush the grassroots. And, you know, I mean, I think they have to be a little bit, I hope they're a little bit dismayed, you know, and, you know, one of our listeners, Charlene, is always saying we need to start a new party. Well, I think what happened Saturday shows we don't, because I've seen a lot of the establishment.
Well, you do have a new party.
Well, exactly. We restarted the old party. I mean, I've seen several people, conservative establishment people say, I'm quitting. I'm not going to be a Republican anymore. And I'm like, good. Because, Charlene, that was always
That's not your fine, Julie.
No, well, but I mean, we don't have to leave. It's our party. And, Dave, I think you just expressed that great. And it's like, hey, if Dick Wadhams doesn't want to be part of it, okay. You know, he can go someplace else. But I just think you did your speech. I mean, Vanya, maybe just for folks that didn't hit it, hit some of the highlights, because you weren't preaching love and kumbaya.
No, if anything, I was preaching my love for fighting. If we're going to win, we got to go on offense. And that was the main message I tried to get across to the Central Committee. We need a wartime leader who isn't going to take any crap from Democrats or the press, which, by the way, the press and the media, they're an extension of the Democrat Party, exempt from campaign finance law. That's really all they've become. Right. We're not going to take any of their crap anymore, and we're going to start bringing the fight to them, throwing punches. If we can do that, we're going to be in a better position than we have been in years past.
Well, to throw punches, you've got to be able to have a message for, not a message, but a way of delivering those punches. And Colorado politics is, hates your message as much as Denver Gazette and all the rest of them.
The establishment, yeah. Sort of social
and so
media
it's going to be very hard to throw punches when no one will report those punches. But maybe you can figure out a way around that because they're not good on carrying our messages to them.
Do you have any thoughts on that, Demi?
We're going to use the media to the extent that we can with the understanding that we're not really going to rely on them. We're going to go directly to the voters. It's going to take more money and more grassroots organization, but we can get around them. We don't have to worry about what the media says, and every time I engage the media, I'll be straight with them, and I'll remind them that you guys are an extension of the Democrat Party, and the independent journalists of the past, are rolling in their grave because you guys are nothing but lapdogs, for a crooked, administration that is ruining our state and getting their friends rich off it. So, that's the attitude that I'm taking towards the media. Yeah, we'll engage them when we want, but for the most part, go take a hike. We'll go to the voters ourselves.
And I don't think you have, frankly, anything to lose by that, right? I mean, so CBS or Channel 4, and combative election denier, they don't get anymore that for like Republicans, for grassroots Republicans, those are positive attributes, right? It's like, and their attempts to sort of shame people and cancel people and shut them up. First of all, no one even pays attention to them anymore, right? And when we first moved here 7 years ago, when you walk the dog, you could see everybody got the Denver Post, right? Yeah. And the driveway. Now, no one gets it. And so I don't think you have anything to lose by that kind of strategy, Dave. No one's paying attention to the media lapdogs because they
not at all. I mean, the same old, rules of news apply, right? It's a 24-hour news cycle. And yeah, they can print whatever they want. And the next day, people will move on to something else that's going on. And by the way, print media is dying. We're getting our news from, social media more than we are from traditional outlets. And I think there's a unique opportunity for us to just go straight to the voters and bypass it all. Because
the best way to do that is not send out mailers because nobody gets their mail anymore. But have some person unaffiliated with you set up a website.
Yeah.
Because that's where people get their news. If you go today and try to find out what conservative Republicans believe in Colorado, there's no place.
Well,
there is no place.
There's some out there.
No,
I mean,
what?
Joel Altman, and I know people have, has some stuff, and Conservative Daily, I mean, there are ones out there. But I want to ask you about this. Charlene is saying it's a miracle they didn't cheat Dave out of it. Well, they had paper ballots. Yeah, it's like, she said she heard KBB tried to throw up one last roadblock to Dave's victory.
Yes.
Dave, why don't you, and thank God for Tina Peters. Tina Peters is like, shut up,
Well, I think everybody came together. And at every other convention that I've been to or meeting of the state central committee, people who dropped out of the race were able to tell their supporters who they like or didn't like. And sometimes supporters would agree with them. Sometimes they wouldn't follow them.
But they were given an opportunity to say, I'm dropping out. I encourage my voters.
But KBB got elected because Casper threw his vote to her and gave a very nice thing for her. And she won. KBB behind the scenes was trying to get Eric Altman elected. So she threw in many of these crooked rules in which no one could say because
if you dropped out, you couldn't give your support to somebody else.
So then what did you guys do, Dave?
So you guys meekly followed that, right?
Well, I mean, I certainly didn't agree with those rules in place, nor did the other candidates about how you can't say who you're going to support if you wanted to, should you drop out. And, I wasn't sure what to expect. I know that Tina was very adamant, especially after that second round, making sure that people knew where she was at. And she also encouraged Kevin. And I know Kevin also wanted to make sure people knew where he was going for that third round of balloting. And so they went up and they asked me to come up with them, and I did. And the rest is history. I mean, Tina made it very clear, and the crowd was, very ecstatic about it. And that's that. I mean, I know it wasn't technically allowed, but the crowd didn't care. They wanted to know. No. And
because everybody, she's cheated on every rule.
It's the first time you ever had that role. And just so folks understand, so what happened was, because I think Chris and you guys and Tina Peters was, again, she handled this very well. She just was like, yeah, well, I'm going to go talk. And so a bunch of people went up.
Including us. We were up there.
And basically, I think Chris, before Christy Burton Brown could figure out what was going on, Tina just and Kevin stand there and they say, we want you guys to know we're dropping out. We support Dave. And then Christy Burton Brown's like, oh, you can't say
that. She was in fact, she was very mean to you, Dave. What did she say?
Well, actually, no. I don't think she actually exchanged anything with me. I think I overheard her saying, "Tina, no, you can't do that. It's against the rules." And then, of course, she got on stage and reiterated, "Hey, this is a violation of the rules." But the crowd, it was too late.
No, but she accused you in specifically. She said Dave knew the rules and agreed to the rules and didn't follow the rules.
Well, I technically did nothing.
You can't make an omelet without breaking eggs.
I would point out to your audience and anyone that was there, I technically did nothing. I kind of went to the front. And Tina and all of them did whatever they did, and I kind of just waved the crowd.
It was a stupid rule aimed at like not letting the other supporters. It was a rule designed to prevent the grassroots from unifying. And fortunately, the grassroots were not so stupid anymore. We've been trounced on and stompled, tromped on. And so we don't. And then what happened? Well, Chrissy Burton Brown was trying to, so just to set the stage, guys. Well, Chrissy Burton Brown is trying to tell everybody that they can't be doing that. The crowd starts chanting, Dave, Dave,
we want Dave, we want Dave.
I didn't agree with the rule was written that way. Okay, whatever. I think it's ridiculous because you're right. In years past, anyone was afforded that opportunity, and at the end of the day, we still got it despite the objections of anyone there. And you said it best. The crowd just started chanting, and that was kind of the writing on the wall. We won, and that
was a glorious revolutionary moment.
It's like, way to go, Tina baby, way to go, Chuck baby. I freaking love it. Then Jacob says maybe Dick Wadhams could become the CFO of Silicon Valley Bank. Well, and I think the good news is, Dave, it was your message, I think, that just was right on. It's where the media, the establishment, everybody tries to make us think, oh, well, we need to cringe. And somebody, Sandra, was telling me that she did an interview with the Colorado Public Radio there, and they said, are you a Trump supporter? And she's like, and
she's, yeah, she should have said, who'd you support?
Yeah. But I mean, that's all they want to talk about. And we just don't fall for it anymore. And we don't care because there is too much to lose, to cower. And I think you just hit the right tone saying, yeah, we're not cowering. It's offense, offense, offense.
That's right. I mean, you can't win a game unless you go on offense. You can't win a boxing match if all you're doing is dodging, punches that you can't fully dodge, right? You got to throw a punch back, and you got to start bloodying them up. Democrats, what the media and the pundits don't want anyone here to know is that Democrats actually are weak on a number of things. They have a glass jaw. We just have to have the tenacity and the moxie to get in there and start laying in some body shots, and then eventually we'll get to an uppercut or a 1-2 combination, and we'll get a knockout. It's going to happen.
Right. Well, I heard you on, like, in George Brockler, he was like, how do we get around the abortion issue? I don't understand why Republicans are so afraid of that.
How do you get around the stupid Second Amendment?
Yeah.
Well, you guys are pro-Second Amendment, you jerks.
Well, I think I laid it out very clearly. We can't run away from the abortion issue. The Democrats are always going to try and hammer us on that. And so the only sensible thing to do is punch back and expose how extreme they are. There is no baby that can escape the scalpel of a Democrat.
Yeah, that was great line.
I think George even acknowledged that was a great
line. Yeah, he even thought that was a good one.
But that's true. If we start demonstrating their extremism and how they're weak on the issues, we're going to connect. We're going to win.
Right. Well, like I said, Priscilla Ryan had a great line, too, in her speech. She was reelected vice chair, so folks don't know. And our friend Anna Ferguson was elected secretary from Adams County.
It was after being denied a seat at the table, by Maria Weiss and KBB, who got her so she was crying by the time they kicked her and beat her and so forth. She comes back and becomes secretary of the entire state party. It was a great victory for her.
Priscilla had a great line. And the sad thing is, it's true. She said, chickens have more rights in Colorado than the unborn, than an unborn child. And I think, Dave, you're right. You know, you point out, we had Stephanie on the show talking about the Democrats voted to not allow pain medication for babies before they're aborted, right? And it's like, I think that's what people need to hear. And instead of being afraid of the abortion issue, like you said, point out where the Democrats are weak. Who would be opposed to giving an unborn baby pain medication before it's killed, right?
These Democrats are cruel and unusual in how they treat this issue. No baby can escape their scalpel. They want to dismember, disembowel. They want to cut out, you know, a living human being. And even if they're born after birth, they're still amenable to killing, you know, the child.
And chemically destroy the child,
Let me go. So Barney, don't worry about having to put your hand up. Just go ahead and unmute yourself and talk if you want.
So, Dave, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Dave? Oh, by the way, hi, Chuck and Julie. Dave, you election denier, you. you don't need to hear from me, and I might be a little too radical, but the fact is, for 20 plus years, we've been playing the Dick Wadham crap. It doesn't work. And what you just say about how can you look someone in the eye and talk about abortion? You know, the way they talk about it, they're proud to hack up little baby. Call it whatever the hell you want. You're killing a little baby. End of story. It doesn't. So I'm proud of you. Go rock solid conservative. We do have issues that people agree with us on. They don't have. We have knowledge now. We see the little baby, the baby that's getting operated on in the womb with the spinal bifida that holding the hand of the surgeon or whatever. We have facts now. They are little souls. And you don't have to believe in God to believe that. You know, you don't walk out in the backyard and hack up little kittens. So why is it different?
Democrats do.
I know they do. I know they do. They're assholes. They're scum. But Dave, just go rock solid. We've had these liberal mealy mouth. By the way, Brockler, shut up. I know he's your buddy. Just shut your face, buddy. Shut it. Anyway, Dave, we love you. We will support you. But damn it, you got to have balls, man. And you got to hit these guys. You can't not. What do you mean? Uppercut? You can lay these people out if you give them the facts. Lay them out. Head punch. Right to the freaking face, man. Anyway, very glad for this. Yeah, I still think we don't have a snowball's chance in hell in this freaking state. I think thanks to guys like Dick Wadham and Bob Dupree and Anschutz, it's over with. I wonder what Peter Boyles thinks.
He'll be inviting Dave on, so you'll get to find out. I just had lunch with Peter, so
Dave,
he's dying to have Dave
you.
On.
Yeah, the whack nuts are behind you, Dave, and that's all you need. You don't need the mealy mouth. You don't need the spineless. You can do this. We can go a long ways with you. But God dang, you're going to have your work cut out. And by the way, did you say Christy was crying?
No, she
made an anniversary.
Damn it. I was going to say, she's too cold-hearted. Love you guys.
She doesn't cry. She gleefully protects the unborn by supporting Joe O'Day. And Roe v. Wade. Because she's so rock solid on it.
Hey, Barney, hey, thank you for that. And the
see you, bye.
The solid support. There you go. You can make Barney be your communications guy, Dave.
Yeah.
That would get her in media.
Yeah, really. There is one thing, though, I think that we can assume is that a certain amount of the establishment money is going to go away. And do you have a plan besides maybe robbing banks or setting up a cartel? I mean, how do you want to deal with that?
Safe heroin sites.
Look, we're not going to, preemptively shut the door on anyone, even the traditional donors. I'm going to go to them with a plan. I'm going to lay it out. And if they want to be a part of it, by all means, but we're not compromising our party platform anymore. We're not moving to the left. And if they don't want to be a part of that, fine. But my job is to go beat the bushes, and look for high dollar donors and small dollar donors who are going to believe in this plan get us the finances that we need. So I'm not worried about it. If they don't want to participate, okay. There's other opportunities, and we'll look for them.
Well, I think with somebody like you at the helm, and people start seeing the kinds of things that I believe you're going to be saying and doing, I think some of the small donors will come back. I mean, we were laughing when George Anthonisopoulos one time was going over the numbers of several years ago. Like, you could raise more money with a kid's lemonade stand than the Republicans were able to bring in, you know, with Ryan Call and stuff. So, I mean, I'm hopeful that that might come back a little bit at least.
Well, it's going to be tough.
Well, I was just going to say, we're going to have fun. All right. You know, we're going to bring out speakers that speak to the base of our party and a large swath of it, of our party. I mean, we had in El Paso County, we had Marjorie Taylor Greene out. You know, that was a controversial move by Vicky, but it was the right move. That brought in a ton of money. You
right.
know, we're going to bring
and KBB in refused to attend.
Well, there were a number of folks who also refused to attend. I'll let them.
Well, but the party chair.
You're right, though, Dave. I mean, that we attended that too. It was packed, and I think the thing is, and this is just my belief, and I think I'm right, and I think it started with Donald Trump. But again, as I've always said, Donald Trump didn't start the movement, but the movement was there, and he became the face of it and the head of it, and he was willing to go to fight for us. And all kinds of other people are stepping up now. And I think the day of the timid Republican who needs to reach across the aisle and make sure that, you know, we don't hurt anybody's feelings, particularly the, you know, mystical unaffiliated voters, I think that day is gone. And I think you're absolutely right. Bring out the Marjorie Taylor Greens. Bring out Lauren Boebert. Don't, like, you know, who cares that Colorado Politics and the Denver Post
Pablo brought Matt Gaetz, and she also
right.
KBB
yeah.
Boycotted that
yeah.
one.
Yeah. Oh, look, we're going to bring out folks that are going to help us fundraise. I don't care how, quote, controversial they are with the press. I don't give a damn what they think. We're going to bring in people who are going to energize our folks and who can bring in money so that we can be about the mission of defeating Democrats. Simple as that.
Well, let me, because I know you got like you're lined up with radio stuff all day long. Just a couple funny questions.
No, I've got a couple things.
Okay.
You know, it's amazing. It's a prairie revolt, if you mm-hmm. want to call it that. Wyoming goes to the grassroots. Nebraska goes to the grassroots. Michigan goes to the grassroots. Idaho goes to the grassroots. And there are a couple more. And now Colorado goes to the grassroots. All of which bemoaned by the press, all of which, I mean, you've been trashed. As I said, my sister in London goes, you're like Dave Williams, right? She said, I just read about him in The Guardian. The auction denier. But
whatever that means.
Whatever that means. Oh, we know what it means. You actually believe that elections ought to be honest. That's ridiculous. But I hope you can make a sort of an alliance with all those similarly situated chairs to be able to kind of give a regional kind of feel to the grassroots and not just be isolated in the state where you can be picked off by the press.
You bet. We have a spring meeting, I guess, at the end of April, and I intend to go and certainly meet up with those like-minded chairs and figure out how we can all be successful, not only in this region, but also generally as we start to populate the RNC with more grassroots-minded thinking.
There we go.
The other thing is, okay. And maybe I already sent it to you, but I'll send it again. we're in an editorial in the Chronicle, I outline how the Democrats over 20 years, with the help of the Colorado Supreme Court and others, have crooked our elections. And it's an amazing effort. The one thing they said in Usual Suspects, the best thing the devil did was convince men that he didn't exist. The best thing Democrats have done have gotten people like George Brockler, like all this. They think this is an honest election. I've run lots of elections. I know we're honest. Elections are, and I know what dishonest elections are, and I know people going in and tinkering with every aspect so the Democrats would win with the help of Dick Wadhams and others. And we've got the courts are crooked, but if you get in a federal court, at least hope you don't get John Cain. but maybe you could get up the 10th Circuit and have two decent, honorable people. But the Republican Party has watched They watched 107 and 108 get adopted. Didn't do a thing. Didn't do a thing. Steve House did not a thing.
Well, they didn't even comment. So
yeah, well, they didn't even comment. But we've got to start fighting on all those. Every one of, and I outline about 20 of them, start going the other way, because the Republicans just go, oh, that's good. Oh, we love mail-in balloting. Oh, yeah, we love this. We love that. I mean, it's Democrats just laugh. I mean, we'll get Ted Trimble on, and he won't quite laugh at Republicans' minds, but privately, he just goes, you're so dumb. You're so stupid. You can con you with the cheapest trick in the world, and we'll get Dick Wadhams and say it's a great idea. Just amazing. I mean, but we'll get him to do the real one next time, and where he tells us how they've crooked the entire system. In fact, so much so he thinks they overcrooked it, because he says that no Republican could ever win statewide now the way we've crooked it. And he said, we got to let them at least take treasurer or something. I mean, just so we can, they're saying, you know, they're the Harlem Globetrotters. We need the Washington Generals to play against. And we fix it so the Washington Generals can't possibly win. But at least the Washington Generals know that they can't win. Republicans go, oh, yeah, if we just get the right message, they'll all love us. Just amazing stuff. But what is the first things you're going to do as the new chair?
I'm going into headquarters tomorrow. We already had our secretary, Anna Ferguson. She's there, I think still there as we speak, and she's kind of going in there and securing and organizing all the files and some of the other assets of the party. I'm going to go in there tomorrow and meet with our political director and also Christy Burton Brown to kind of go over transition housekeeping type stuff. And that's some of the first things we're going to do. But the overall, we're going to start to organize the party in a way that we can put folks together to start accomplishing the mission of going on offense and winning again.
All right. Well, Dave, let us know. I mean, we appreciate your time, all the time that you spend with us. And I know our listeners do too. And so please keep us posted. I mean, we'll start.
We've got a friendly show here. Even the hosts are cantankerous.
Anything we can do to help you to let us know.
Any message you want to get out.
You're going to need all of us. And we'll stand.
We're 100% behind you, Dave.
All right. I appreciate it, guys. You've been so generous through the times I've known you and worked with you. So I appreciate the continued offer, and I'll be sure to join you whenever I can.
That's all right. Great.
Thank you, Dave.
Congratulations again.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Yep.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. And I see. So now we can, let's see. Oh, get a new desk chair. There we go. So I know there's other stuff to talk about, but if we want to keep going on this, I think I saw Ron Hanks come into the waiting room. I know Peg Cage, I see her, she was there. So anybody who was there yesterday or Saturday and wants to kind of open up their mic and talk, just feel free to go ahead and do that. And we've been reading some of the comments too.
Dick Wadhams has been a rhino
infiltrator from the beginning. And I've warned people, this is from Tom, I've warned people about him and all along George Brockler too. But anyway, so feel free to kind of open up your mic and comment if you want, or type it in the chat section, or you can call in if you're listening live, 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. You know, I think it was interesting. They did have a paper ballot. The last at the assembly, they had like clickers. And I think Christy Burton Brown knew there would be like a revolt, an open revolt if she tried to, so it was a paper ballot. Oh, and guess what, guys? They managed to count it, you know.
Yeah, count all the votes. All the votes, and everybody was out of there by 4:30, as opposed to the other meeting they had, the assembly, in which they said they will be there till 2 o'clock in the morning, and if they had paper ballots. Guess not.
I mean, so, but I think, and the good news is, it seems to me there's so much good news from this. One, you know, again, just ignore the media anymore, which everybody does, right? There was a time, I think a few years ago, where probably David would have been, oh, combative election denier. But now I don't even, it's like, whatever.
Thank God. You know?
Yeah, thank God. They liked me, then I knew I was doing something wrong. It was great to see the grassroots wing of the party come together, because that's, I think, what the establishment was counting on not being able to happen, which is why Christy Burton Brown said no one can give a speech. And it wasn't even a speech. No one, the way they did it is, so they would count the ballots, and then there would be, you had 5 minutes before the next round of voting, if anybody wanted to drop out. And every other time, every other election, the people who dropped out were allowed to give a brief speech and comment and say who they were
which
supporting.
Which is how KBB got elected.
Which is how she got elected. But this time she said no. But again, no. Thank God for the grassroots. It's like, yeah, yes. And then when the crowds started chanting, Dave, 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 no one was listening
we
to her anyway.
Dave. We want Dave. And then she came down and she was, you know,
she was crabby about
it. She was going to tell Tina off, and Tina's been through a lot tougher people than KBB. And she said, no.
Right. And this one, Charlene, yes, that was key, the grassroots coming together. Yes, because, and you know what, I want to really give credit to all of those candidates, because they were all good candidates.
Except for the last one.
Well, yes, except for there was a real establishment guy there.
Nick McCarron for Mesa.
And I mean, Eric Ogden, but he was just the establishment candidate. And I just don't think Eric, you know, understands the fight, really. You'd think he would, but I don't think he did.
Not when you say, love Trump's hate, we must all love.
But Aaron Wood, Candace Christakam, Kevin Lundberg, Tina, right?
Yes, yeah, that was great.
Could have been easy for them. They put their heart, you know,
yeah, heart and soul, yeah.
into running for this, and I think that should scare the establishment more than anything. The fact that the grassroots party was able to unite and was able to come together for the common good, you know, and not shoot each other in the circular firing squad. There was none of that. And then Dave immediately reached out, even to Eric Odlin. Mm-hmm. And like he said, he's already offered formal positions in the party to some of those, to the candidates, which I think is smart.
Yeah, so. And I hope the grassroots stay.
Go ahead.
This is Peg. How are you guys
doing?
Hey,
Peg. Yay. We had the after party at Peg's beautiful home.
We did. We had a great time. I just needed to be with you guys after all that work. And I thought about it later. You guys, what happened is what should happen at every Republican election, because we came up from the grassroots. We worked on the precinct committee project. We got a bunch of grassroots people in as voters at every central committee meeting throughout the state. All of those central committee meeting people came together at the big meeting on Saturday, and the grassroots rocked it. I mean, we saw conservative, Republican, patriotic, real Republicans run for office, and they actually had a choice. And that's what's going to happen in 2024 if we stay together and stay on message and help Dave to do exactly what we did and spread the Republican message. You know, we're so used to telling the people at the top, they got to tell everybody to come on board. No, this is grassroots. This is going to your neighbor and getting them to the caucus next spring.
Right.
Let's get going. This is great stuff.
And you were part of the voting teller committee.
I was part of the teller committee. Yes. Yes, I was.
You did a great job.
I know. Thank you. Thank you. They did use some of my system that I put on the on my website, mycoloradogop.org, that we used for your first CD8 meeting when it was
first organized.
That was beautifully run. You know the thing that they. Go ahead, Julie.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, this is from Charlene. I just wanted to give you a compliment. Way to go, Peg. You are awesome. So much faith and persistence. It was a let my people go moment. Well, and I want to briefly go back to what Peg was saying there, though, about the PCPs. And that is, I mean, Peg and her group have been working
tirelessly.
And I think you're seeing it pay off. It is. You're right. I mean, the Republican Party is founded on neighbor to neighbor, you know, community. And you guys have reached out. And I think the last thing, I know Ben Nicholas was part of that too. He was saying last night, we got to keep going because, you know, Peg, they're not going to, you know, the establishment wing of the party, right? The Dick Wadhams, and then the Democrats too, if they see us, as they see us becoming more powerful, they're not going to go, wow, that's really good for you guys, right? Mm-hmm. No, they're starting their fight right now against us, I believe. And we need to keep going.
I just hope we don't splinter up too quickly.
Let her answer though. Yeah, well.
No, I don't think we will. And I think that, you know, Chuck and Ben and Anil and I went around the state promoting the closing the primary. And that became the message this time was close the primary. And that's one thing, you know, Dave jumped on that and he had his letter writing campaign that was just awesome. So I think this year the message is close the primary and take the Republican primary election out of the hands of the Secretary of State. Bring it back in-house and let us show you how a precinct by precinct election can be handled.
Yes, absolutely. And, if I have one request, you know, the Democrats always control the wording of everything. And the wording is critical. We're not closing the primary.
Oh, you're right.
Liberate. We're liberating it. We're liberating the primary.
I'm going to let you go because I see we have Aaron Wood here too. So Peg, thank you so much.
Thank you, Peg.
Thank you, Peg. And I want to, and Aaron, I don't know if you want to. All right. I see, Aaron, I see you had, there you go.
There he is. There's our guy.
Hey. Candidates. You know, Aaron, I got to say, just, we were talking, I mean, Chuck and I, it's like, I could vote for almost any of you guys, right? If somebody else weren't running. And you were a candidate. This is your sort of your first foray into it. But I got to say, I think you impressed so many people. I please, on behalf of all of us grassroots people, stick around. Okay.
Oh, absolutely. Well, here's the thing. This is all I want to do is encourage other people to get into this thing because we honestly, we need to be done with this being led by the consultants, bureaucrats, the Dick Wadhams of the world. It's like their time is long gone. It's way over with. And, you know, really, I love Dave Williams' message where it's like, let's just be unapologetically. We voted for Trump. We were the party of Trump. You know,
I hate
the fact that we're being told by even people who are supposedly on our side that it's like all the things that you believe in, the strategy that you think that you need to take is just wrong when it's not. And we're actually the majority of people. People don't like the abortion laws in Colorado. People don't like the Democrats taxing everything under the guise of a fee. They don't like, you know, the drugs, the fentanyl, the motor vehicle theft, you name it, the homeless. I mean, somebody was talking, you know, why talk crap about Denver? Well, isn't there literally poop on the sidewalk? Like businesses are
literally
Denver because
literally poop raise a family in the world, or you know.
And what I want people to see, it's like you can be a regular everyday citizen who wants to be involved in this. You don't have to be the politician. You don't have to be, you know, the political consultant or, you know, with some degree in political science or go to law school. You just got to be somebody who cares enough to get involved, to speak out, and to just stand in that gap, if you will.
Right.
Well,
right.
you can, you know, I'm an example of it. You're an example of it. I mean, I got involved in, not in politics, but in the Republican Party, you know, not very long ago. I mean, certainly it's always involved in politics, but, you know, as a PCP and, you know, grunt worker, really, is what you are. But I was okay because I wanted to see what the grunt workers do. And I found out they have no leaders, so they don't do anything. But
isn't that amazing?
But then I got elected to the executive board and I got to find out, you know, how corrupt the party was at its very top levels. But I found out, you know, it didn't take long. And you've become a hero to a lot of people.
There's a lot of people. This is how I look at it. It's like, I want to, fill the need that I myself have. And it's exactly what you said. It's like, you get elected as a PCP. You have no idea what to do. There's no training. There's no onboarding. You're completely lost, but we've got a lot of people who their heart is in it. They want to be effective and do the right things. They just need help and guidance and not just a barrier to entry, but like, let's make this easy for people.
Right, right.
Well, and also it's very hard if you're a PCP, let's say, in this last election where you're supposed to be, you know, on a cold day, you know, to go out there and make sure that, you know, you support Roe v. Wade with Joe O'Day and Pam Anderson with the Zuckerbucks. I mean, you know,
take
eight
hours of your Saturday and go walk around your neighborhood or stand in your church and tell potential voters how Joe O'Day is the best answer to our problem.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on, what are we doing?
Well, what do you, you know, like I was saying earlier in the show, and you might have missed it, but I was saying what I was just as a, you know, person there, because I wasn't able to vote, but I was just glad.
But
to
you
see
did go up there with Tina and everybody else to take over the room.
But I can do that. But I think though, the grassroots, I mean, you guys had your act together, all of you candidates. And I think everybody was willing to sort of put their ego aside and do the right thing, right? I think the establishment and the Democrats were counting on the grassroots to circular firing squad. And
right.
we were smart this time and we were wise. And I think everybody came together for the common good. I mean, that was at least my perception. How did it feel from the inside there?
Well, I think that was absolutely the case. It's like we were all here. I think at the very base to at least elevate the bar and the expectation, and to make sure it's like we're talking the same things.
Right.
We have the same talking points. We're unashamed about the right issues, and it's just a matter of, you know, who's it going to be. And I think this is the thing. I've seen a picture shared on Facebook for this. It's like, you know, have a group that's so strong that nobody knows who the leader is. And I think
this is what we need
to do with our party is like have these groups where it's like, man, there's strength coming out from every corner here. I don't know who's actually in charge. It's like, well, that's what grassroots is, to where it's like we are all leading this cause together, not just following single line behind a figurehead, but it's the bottom base level is actually empowered to be the ones taking charge and leadership over this party. I'll tell you one thing, though. My wife was there with me, and she doesn't come to these things, you know, because she's homeschooled. She's got real stuff to take care of. And she's just like, man, this is a crap show, you know, just kind of looking at it and seeing how things are ran and, you know, some of the issues back and forth with Christy and, you know, folks in the crowd. And it's just one of these things like, what are we doing here? And I think with that keeps us from bringing new people into this, you know, where it's laborious, you know, to get through, you know, an agenda. I thought this too, we're voting to adopt the agenda when we're three quarters of the way through the agenda.
No copy of the agenda provided to people ahead of the meeting.
And I got to point this out too. So I'm a noob to all the Robert's Rules of Orders and things like that, but Kevin McCarney was never seconded for his nomination. I don't know if anyone else caught this, but
because he's establishment, right?
So he doesn't have to follow them.
He's got a free pass. Again, I
mean, but Tina and Kevin Lundberg and other people can't give their support.
I was very happy if Kevin goes back to Mesa and quits the party.
I called him out a couple days ago at it was a Lincoln Club, or not a Lincoln Club dinner, one of them in Jeffco, because he shared at the Lincoln Club event or the Independence Institute that his wife was unaffiliated, and he was talking about how he's got a plan to bring more voters, especially suburban women. And I said, your wife is unaffiliated, how are you going to address suburban women into the party?
You can't even convince your own wife.
Oh, that's great. And what was his answer? What was his answer?
Oh, he said, well, my wife has a 357, so I wouldn't mess with her too much. I said, my wife can handle a 9mm. We're on the same page. So.
There you go.
Good for you. Good for
you. It's crazy.
Thank you for coming.
It was a good turnout. I think we're in great shape. So,
and what's next for you? Because people are saying they love you. So what's, you're not going away, are you?
Oh, no. There's always going to be a drag show or a school board issue to take issue with, really.
And, well, Dave has said he's offered to have a formal position for all the people. I hope Kevin McCarron declines it. I hope you get a good one.
No, we've been back and forth already. It's like I want to apply whatever strength I can to the party and support what he's doing. I think the biggest thing, I'm still keeping with the Freedom Fathers, because we really need to rally up the men and get more men stirred up and involved. And I had a chat with FEC United today. They're going to be launching some great things coming up here to help empower local groups, to have like community groups to get involved. So there's so many things happening and so many groups and people that want to be plugged in and engaged. And I'm going to work to continue to stir that up.
All right. Well, call us anytime.
Anytime. We love you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate all your work. All right, Aaron, we had so many. Let's see, from Charlene, Tina is the big winner. She stood in the fire and could call out KBB on her tricks and not be accused of chauvinism. Did Julie go up front?
Yes, she did go up front.
She likes Aaron Wood. Confrontation is good. The Lincoln Club is Rhino Central. Way to go out calling the guy with the UAF wife.
I promise you, Lincoln Club is Rhino Central. I mean, they're awesome.
We need to do, awesome. Thought had a good idea. We need to start going out to all of these because Dave has to go as a chairperson, right? But we should go and have like tables where it's like, okay, here's why you need to opt out of the open primary. Here's why we need to close the primary. Here's why we need to do
that
this.
That was Ron Hanks' suggestion.
Was that Ron Hanks? Okay. Well, yeah.
Yeah, Ron Hanks' suggestion.
Sorry if I didn't get the right person credit. But that's
he's on there somewhere and you shafted him.
Sorry, that was right. That was Ron Hanks' suggestion. And it's a brilliant one, right? I think we have the upper hand, and now we have leadership that won't get in our way,
right?
You know, and that will actually be helpful, as opposed to come up with some reason that the, you know, the Colorado Public Radio people won't like it. So, so all in all, we had tons of stuff. By the way, did you know the bank system's failing too?
Yeah, just don't worry about that.
Don't worry,
your bank is tanking.
don't worry about that.
Put it in your mattress.
It's Trump's fault. That's all you need to know. No, it's not Trump's fault. On Wednesday, curiously, we're going to have Ted Trimpa on to get his take on this. And
Sort of Soros
and all the other stuff that's going on. And he's always got an interesting take on things. I want to say thank you to everybody on Zoom. You were great. Thank you to Dave and Aaron and Peg and the guys at BBS as always. Remember, you can catch all the shows at chuckandjulie.com. I think that's it.
That's it. And I'll be back here on Wednesday to space out the beginning of the show.
See you on Wednesday.